morning, Green Bush.
Good morning.
Morning, North Branch.
Good morning.
Morning, Blooming Prairie.
Good morning.
Morning, Appleton.
Good morning,
Elmwood.
Good morning. Sunbeams so great. Good morning. How do you do? Good morning. Good day to you. Good morning. Good morning. To you. How do you do?
Good morning. Good morning. It's grand to be on hand. Good morning. Good morning to you. Oh, that was lovely, Roger. Lovely.
Well, thank you. Did you keep track of all those at the fair who complimented us on our singing this year?
Both of them.
Yes,
yep,
I
remember
both of
them.
I'm glad you did, because I ran into the same two. This is the Top of the Morning Show on CCO Radio, and it stars Maynard Spies.
And Roger Erickson.
Here's Mr. Spies, who says...
It was in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh, yes.
A key slogan in their recent election.
Yeah.
What you vote for today, you live with tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And they had 35,197 write-in votes for Raquel Welch.
Not too dumb. What you vote for today, you live with tomorrow, huh?
Right.
This is the Top of the Morning.
It will be held against you. I get a big kick out of elections. I don't know whether you do or not. You got to maintain your sense of humor, but I get a kick out of elections.
Yeah?
What the people say before the election or do before the election has little relationship to what happens afterwards.
Absolutely none.
But the guy that promises the most gets the most votes, right?
Well, yeah. Or this year they're trying to promise the least.
I knew a girl like that once.
It's 11 minutes past 6. It's 76.
I was the most promising boy in town.
Is that right?
I sure was.
Yeah?
I remember one time we were going to Lutheran League.
Yeah,
you know.
Lutheran League, yes.
Now, back in those days, yeah. The social center of the town was the church.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm.
And so in our little Methodist church, we held Luther League.
I see.
For the younger group, those who are eager to learn but haven't quite yet.
I got it.
Uh-huh. And we had what you might call supervised games and recreation at a very low level.
I see, yes.
Not the sort of thing that went on outside of the meetings, but inside when the minister was there and looking things over. Great.
Well, it was nice there was
at least...
And
in the back, behind the altar, there was the place where the ladies' aid served all of the dinners and so on.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I, for one reason or another, wandered into this area of the church.
Yeah.
During the fun and games.
Oh, yeah.
And here was the prettiest girl in town kissing the neighbor boy. And she, of course, was exhausted. No, that aghast.
Again.
Yeah, she was aghast that I caught him.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, Maynard, if you don't tell anybody, she said, I'll come back and I'll kiss you. And that's got to be 45 years ago.
You just told
me. How long do you have to wait?
In my heart lies a melody, the song of old San Antonio, sweet rose of San Antonio.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That'll get them up and get them going.
That's
get them dressed and get them fed and get them shaved and off to work and kiss their wife goodbye and all that.
Yeah, or the other way around.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, that's John.
Whatever turns you on.
John Denver. That's from a new album.
Is it?
You sing an old song there.
No albumin.
Yeah, it's
Hey,
boring.
I was talking to Dr. Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien, yeah.
Now, you know as well as I do that every time he comes to the station to be with you and Charlie on Wednesdays or to record the Your Health program with me. Everybody in this station nails him and tells him about their symptoms and like that.
And then hopes you'll forget to charge him.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
You know, free medical advice.
Sure.
And one of the top doctors in the whole darn country.
Well, we don't mess around.
Well, he says...
I do it all the time myself.
He says, I found the answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, now, he says, I tell him that you'll have to undress so I can examine you.
Oh, yes. I'll be darned if I'll do that. It's 16 past 6 CCO temperature.
That's getting down to the bare facts.
It is.
The naked truth,
right,
as it were.
Yes. It is 76 degrees in the Twin Cities.
Cook's Harvest of Color Paint and Decorating Sale means
big savings on everything you need,
including Cook's finest quality paints.
Cook's best latex house paint,
$8.99 a gallon.
Cook's best latex wall paint,
$7.49 a gallon.
Ladders and brushes,
rollers, trays,
spray paint and step stools,
scrapers,
masking tape,
sandpaper and pails,
whatever you want.
You got it.
On sale at Cook Decorating Centers and participating dealers.
Say, for those of you with children or grandchildren about to enter kindergarten, you know the special magic that your five-year-old feels about big school. Whether they'll take a school bus for the first time or walk, they'll need energy to face all the new learning challenges ahead. Remember the egg. Eggs are filled with protein power, vitamins, and minerals. And most children like them scrambled or fried with some jelly toast. It's easy to fix and warm for their tummies. Eggs are just naturally full of good nutrition, and kids are just naturally full of energy-using ideas. That's why deviled eggs or egg salad sandwiches make a good lunch, or an omelet filled with cheese and onion bits. Eggs and kids, they just naturally seem to go together. And the Minnesota Egg Board suggests that if you do have a little child in big school, you also keep your egg cartons for adventures in eggs, counting up to 12. Pick up a dozen eggs soon, an extra dozen, so you can count up 24.
Hey, I got a two-part joke.
Two-part joke at 17 past 6 with a temperature 76 and the expected high today in the mid-90s with sunny skies.
Give me a dry run on a girl's voice named Betty.
Hi, Maynard.
Let's forget the two-part joke. You folks go ahead and do what you were doing.
Well, Maynard, I'm just...
Oh, I love that.
I love to be on with you all.
All right, Betty. Hey, Betty.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you given the goldfish fresh water today?
No, they haven't finished what I gave them last week.
There can't be any more frightening experience than to work in a job, save money, buy a home, raise a family, and then one day find yourself laid off and unable to find work. But that's an experience which millions of Americans have had in the last 4 years, as unemployment has climbed to heights not seen since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Yet, the federal government has failed to come to grips with the problem of unemployment. Job bills have been passed and vetoed. Good ideas have been brought forward and died. John Connolly wants his position on jobs to be clear. John Connolly will support programs which get people off unemployment checks and back on paychecks. There can't be any room in America for politicians who would sacrifice the jobs of working Americans for political advantage. John Connolly will work for the men and women who work for America. John Connolly, the DFL candidate for Congress, who cares?
I would appreciate your support on September 14th and thank my friends who have contributed to the Connolly for Congress committee to pay for this announcement.
It is 19 minutes past 6. The temperature is 76. The high today in the Twin Cities, what is it going to be today? Mid-90s, sunny. Then a chance of a shower tonight and tomorrow, a low tonight, 60. And a high tomorrow in the mid-70s. All right, Maynard, it's...
Advice for husbands.
It's advice for husbands that he
yes.
has now, folks.
The husband that sneaks home late at night may find he is married a club woman.
Or a woman with a club, I see. Say, how about those twins?
Hey, I was listening to this game, and we came up into the ninth, tied all the way at 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to me, rooting for the twins, that we just barely got it up to 2-2 in time to tie it.
Oh, is that right? Huh.
And then,
yeah,
in the ninth inning, we had three of our best boys up, and I can't remember who they were exactly, but the first guy went out,
mm-hmm.
second guy pooped out, and up stepped Craig Cusick, and I said, come on, Craig, hit one out of the park and end this thing.
Yeah.
And boom, out it went.
And he did.
He sure did. And won it 3-2 with two out in the ninth.
Now, we only lost one to Chicago. Before that,
we won seven out of the last nine.
So that's...
We are now five behind...
Oakland?
Second place Oakland.
Yeah. Twins.
And that isn't too bad.
No, it
when
ain't.
You consider that Eastern race, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Now, as I recall, Philadelphia was way out front like 15 games.
Yeah, did you hear what happened yesterday?
And now they're only five or six ahead.
Pittsburgh.
And that was all the period of about 3 weeks.
Philadelphia had lost, what was it, seven straight or something? And yesterday they come to the big games with Pittsburgh.
Right.
Pittsburgh,
they took both of them.
Pittsburgh won them both, 6-2 and 5-1.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Pittsburgh was way out in front of them. 15 games. Now they're only five games ahead.
You know, Philadelphia's got to start being nervous. Do you remember when Gene Mauch was at Philadelphia? And they were ahead with 1 week left by about six or seven games.
That's right, yeah.
And they lost them all.
Right.
Well, the other team won them all and beat them all, I think, in the last couple of days or something. And they're wondering, well, is it Mauch that chokes? Is it the players that chokes? I guess they did have a lot of injuries at that time. But now in Philadelphia, they got to wonder, is it Philadelphia that chokes? Other scores in the National League, Cincinnati over Houston 9-8. Los Angeles beat San Diego 4-1. The Mets over Chicago 7-4. San Francisco defeated Atlanta 4-3. St. Louis and Montreal split. St. Louis 3-1. Montreal 3-2. Other scores in the American, besides the Twins beating Chicago 3-2, it was Texas over Kansas City 5-4. The Yankees over Boston 6-5. Detroit beat Baltimore 5-4. Oakland over California, 2-1, 11 innings. Milwaukee and Cleveland split. Milwaukee and Cleveland both won by 3-2. And a filly, Real Wind, won the world's richest horse race, the $1 million All-American Futurity in New Mexico. That's the one for the quarter horses, isn't it?
Yes, and I think this is the first winner out of New Mexico.
Oh, is that right?
Bred and raised in New Mexico.
Ah.
Now, you'd think out there in New Mexico, with all of those wide open spaces, that they'd have come up with a winner before this.
Yeah. Now, do they race just a quarter of a mile?
That's all.
That's just a
quarter? It's kind of a 100-yard dash for horses.
Yeah, really?
I mean,
that's how the quarter horse got his name, isn't it?
Takes like, 21 seconds or something.
Quarter horse could go so fast for a quarter of a mile. That's why it was named that, huh?
Right. And the point is, just don't try to go too far. Go as fast as you want, but don't go too far.
Half a mile.
Did I tell you about this Eskimo couple that got married?
No, I don't believe you ever did, Maynard.
Yeah, well, they're saving up for their own little igloo.
Oh, yes.
And hoping eventually for the chatter of little teeth.
Say, the Minnesota Vikings released 11 players.
Yes, I know they did, including Dave Osborne.
We're doing quite a bit of sports.
Now, there's a man that I have admired.
Haven't you? Yeah, isn't that
for
something?
For years.
Yeah.
He wasn't very big, but boy, what a heart.
Mm-hmm.
What determination. He's playing with the big boys.
From Can-Do, North
Dakota. I'll weigh him by anywhere from 50 to 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And he would go through there like dynamite. You remember there was one game where he was blocking someone.
Yeah.
And I think Fran ran in with the ball for the touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And he knocked this guy that weighed about 300 pounds end over end. And he said, hey, what happened to me? Dave Ockmer ran into him.
See, it's a tough thing, though, and they finally get cut, isn't it, huh?
Well, I'm getting close to that age, and it bothers me a little. I hate to think of the day when I'm going to be put out to pasture.
Maynard, that day will never happen.
Well, thank God.
No, race horse.
Huh?
You know what they do with old race horses.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of that. Let's retire right now. You talk about greener pastures on the other side of the fence.
The University of Minnesota football team is at... there are many people driving back from the weekends early in the morning, so I want to get them up to date. Of those 11 players that released...
Oscar Reed, Dave Osborne...
another guy, as you know, is... Doug Kingsrider was another one who had been...
Say, I'm kind of disappointed with Doug because
Andy
he
Maurer.
Was a great player with the Gophers, and he never really came into his own, so to speak.
Mm. Always came in...
Yes, Andy Maurer. Now, there's a good boy, too.
Yeah. And University...
Well, that speaks well for those who are left.
Yes.
If they're letting boys like that go.
Right. University of Minnesota football team is in Alexandria all this week, and today is Gopher Day, and Ray Christensen will be up in Alexandria reporting to us all day.
Yes, as a matter of fact, there are some of our sponsors who are devoting their commercial time, which they paid for, to encouraging people to attend that Indiana game. And remember what Cal Stahl said?
Mm-hmm.
If we beat Indiana, we've got a pretty good chance to take the ball of wax from there on account of because the next three games are not quite as tough.
Yeah.
So Indiana's the big one.
Let's get out there.
First time I ever told anybody to beat the Hoosiers, because I'm a Hoosier.
That's right, you're a Hoosier.
Yeah, well, my folks were.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, say, I'm a transplanted Hoosier.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see by the old clock on the wall, there's another fly on it there.
It's a...
Sorry,
I see by the clock on the wall, we're a minute overtime.
Yeah,
come on here.
The news in a minute.
The buyer stopped by at 9 o'clock this morning, had his eye on your steers for a couple of weeks. But today, the buy order came for just your kind of cattle. Good thing these cattle were on Rumensin. There's no withdrawal. So 6 hours after the buyer left, the cattle are on their way. And those cattle are off to market on a lot less feed than normal, an average of 10.6% less. Figures out to be about a pound of feed saved for every pound of gain. This bunch put on an average of 400 pounds per animal. So that's a ton of feed saved for every 5 head. Rumensin saved you 40 tons of feed in these 200 head. And it saved feed all the way, no matter what their ration. From the high roughage mix you started them on to the straight corn and supplement they finished on. It worked great in this bunch of steers. It'll do the same in those heifers you got coming next week. Rumensin. More energy from any ration.
Say, Maynard.
What?
Harlan gave us and reminds you that some of those horses end up in dog food cans, too, you know. Not all of them go out to pasture.
Oh, yeah.
Now, WCCO Radio. WCCO Radio News brought to you by the people at Northrop King and your NK dealer.
Those are just the ones that get canned, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 76 degrees, the also-rans. You're not an also-ran. 76 degrees, the wind is southwest at 14, humidity 56%. Those are ones that never won anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty good for that first quarter of a mile.
Barometer 29.93 and rising slowly in the sky is clear. Now listen, it's going to be warm today, but it's already cooling off in parts of the Dakotas. We're going to have cloudy, windy, chance of showers in North Dakota and considerably cooler. 60s to mid-80s today, 60s tomorrow. Cloudy and rainy in South Dakota. Rain likely in the west. Chance of showers in the east. Upper 60s to upper 90s. Of course, those 90s in the east and 60s over the state tomorrow. Sunny and windy in Iowa, 80s to 90s. Southerly winds gusting to 25 to 35 miles an hour. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms west and north tonight. And a few severe storms are possible in the northwest this evening. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and cooler, 70s. Wisconsin, sunny today, but later this afternoon or evening, a chance of thunderstorms northwest and strong gusty winds and hail possible in some of those thunderstorms. Today's highs, upper 80s to low 90s. Cooler tomorrow, though, low 70s to mid 80s. Minnesota, sunny today, with a chance of thundershowers mostly west tonight and east tomorrow. 90s today, but 65 to 75 tomorrow, so much cooler. In fact, cooling off tonight, 40s and 50s. Twin Cities, sunny today, increasing cloudiness with a slight chance of a thundershower tonight, a little better chance of a thundershower tomorrow. Cooler tonight and tomorrow. Mid-90s today, down to 60 tonight, high tomorrow mid-70s. Winds southerly, 15 to 25 miles an hour today, shifting to northwesterly, 10 to 20 miles an hour late tonight. 20% chance of rain today, 40% tomorrow. It's 76 degrees right now, and you'll be seeing a lot of hybrid corn salesmen this month. So we think it's a good time to remind you of a very important fact. In the world's toughest corn yield contest, the one run by the National Corn Growers Association, one corn company is far out in front of all the others. That's Northrop King, with more first and second place awards in more states than anyone else. In 1975, there were 21 corn companies with NCGA entries. Some of the best corn growers in every state put their favorite hybrids on the line and pushed them as hard as they could. And when the results were in, Northrop King hybrids were out in front again, irrigated and non-irrigated, coast to coast. So if you buy on proof, we think the NCGA results are important to you. Ask your Northrop King dealer to recommend his best NK numbers for your land, then order plenty. Northrop King, the world's largest seed producer, everything from alfalfa to zinnias, sorghum to spinach, lawn grass to hybrid wheat. In a speech prepared for delivery in New York City today, Democratic presidential nominee Jimmy Carter will outline his urban policies to revitalize city neighborhoods. Omaha begins Nebraska's first court-ordered desegregation busing program today. A statewide search is underway today in Wisconsin for a convicted murderer who escaped from Central State Hospital yesterday with the aid of his wife. The man is considered armed and dangerous. The man being sought is 29-year-old Donald Kemp of Milwaukee. His escape, plus the attempted escape of another man, was probably pre-arranged, authorities say. An all-points bulletin is out for all of Wisconsin. A 64-year-old Waseca County farmer, Kenneth Jewison, is to be arraigned today on murder charges and the death of Waseca County Sheriff Don Eustace. Eustace was shot and killed while serving papers on the farm Saturday morning. Sheriff was buried yesterday. Democratic vice presidential nominee Walter Mondale of Minnesota, officially kicking off the campaign yesterday, paid a visit to Lambert Field in St. Louis. Mondale promised them a better shake for America's working families. Said the Minnesota senator, "The best thing and most important thing we can do is put people back to work and make the dollar stable again." Oh, almost 32 minutes past 6 o'clock already, and the temperature is 76 degrees.